Naftulei nefesh ha'mo'una b'yatzoneseya, the distortions of the and tribulations of a soul that's afflicted through its desires. Mizbareroyis leferoy emuna v'ashgacha. Emuna v'ashgacha become clear to peroy, to some extent at least. Tefila uchnia l'ritzon Hashem. He learns about davening, submission to Hashem's will. And yet, v'chaveid liboy v'ena karasoy medes lo ila b'oida makab esokpa. His heart is heavy, and his recognition only continues as long as the intensity of the makkah endures. According to the Rambam, ne'enash paroi b'ovdan b'chirasoy. At a certain point, Pharaoh crosses a certain threshold and loses his free will. When he hears kli b'yad Hashem, he then becomes a mere instrument, a vehicle, for Hashem legalos bo gevurasei zborach, with which to reveal Hashem's gevurah, neged retzoinoi, against his will. He has no choice anymore. Val yado ilmedu b'nei adam ma'asei Hashem. And through him, others will learn. La Ramban ta'am acher b'inyan v'ani yakshev zepoi. The Ramban has a different approach to this idea that Pharaoh's heart was hardened by Hashem. He does not accept that his bechira was removed. Vehu. The Ramban says, v'hinei lo ratzel ha'shelacham l'chvod Hashem. He did not wish to send the Jewish people for Hashem's sake. Aval kashe gavru ha'makoy selav. However, when the plagues became difficult, v'nil alis boilisam, and it was intolerable, his heart softened and he reconsidered and he sent them because of the plagues, not in order to do his will, his creator's will. At that point Hashem hardened his spirit and strengthened him. So the author explains what the Ramban means. It's only in this respect that Hashem strengthened, hardened Pharaoh's heart, sheyuchal lisboil koyved hamakoyis, so that he'll be able to bear and tolerate the plagues v'lo yarach liboy, without losing heart. Ve'im umnam yeshilaches bnei Yisrael, so that if he comes to send bnei Yisrael, lo yishlacham ela l'shem shamayim, he should do so l'shem shamayim, toich kni'a l'ritzoin b'ro'oi b'amitus etzmoy, through a submission to his creator's will in his truthful self. Ad kedei kach en midas adin mevateres. That's how far Midas Adin does not waive its objective for a Rasha like Peroi. It will continue and persevere until it brings Peroi to submission to the Creator, L'shem Shamayim, and not only to relieve his suffering. After all of this, Mazes Asinu Kishilachnu Yisrael Me'ovdeinu, Paro and the Mitzrim say, how could we have done such a thing to release Bnei Yisrael? V'rodfim achayim, they pursue. U'mukim be'oides ha'makos el hayam, they suffer another 10 plagues at the sea. Asara giluyim shel gevuras ha'borei yisbarach. Once again, not just mere punishment, but 10 revelations of Hashem's might. Add to the point where they say, onusa mipnei Yisrael, let us flee, ki Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim, because Hashem is battling on their behalf. Ach enod manos. At that point, there's no escaping anymore. They find their death in the midst of this recognition of Hashem. Here the Torah reveals at great length how Midas Adin goes to the trouble of clarifying to a person, to clarify his emunah to him, and to demolish his rishus. Ad kini asoy ha-sofis, to his final submission in his truthful self before Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilesam Amkei Halev, as I said, the Torah furthermore reveals that the immense depths of the heart, Ashim Kol Torah HaAshgacha, Re'e V'Lomed Magish, that a heart that can see and learn and sense, Ve'en Nechna, nonetheless refused to submit. Paroi Zen, this Pharaoh, the historical personality, Av Tipus, is not just an historical personality, it's a prototype. Lechol Adam Hanitba Lehakir Ulhikana. Prototype for any person whom Midas Adin demands that he should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and submit to his will. Adkan.